The Country Cafe on B99.9. I'm Robin James, and we're up to the story behind the song. And today's story takes us back to 1988, when Restless Heart hit number one with a song that almost never belonged to them. Wheels was written by the great Dave Loggins, and it became the fourth number one single off of Restless Heart's Wheels album, making Restless Heart only the second group in country music history to land four number ones from the same album. You want to guess who the only other band to do that was at the time? Alabama. And here's the twist. Wheels was actually a Alabama reject. Restless Heart keyboard player Dave Ennis says that most of their songs on their first album had actually been turned down by Alabama. And that's just how Nashville works. Songs make the rounds around Music City, and you take the first song that fits your sound. Restless Heart, in fact, once passed on The Church on Cumberland Road, which we all know went on to become a number one hit for Shenandoah. As for Wheels, the band hadn't actually even heard the song until after they'd already committed to cut it. And then they discovered the Bellamy Brothers had recorded the song first. But Restless Heart didn't want to listen to the Bellamy Brothers version because they didn't want to copy another band's style. They wanted to make Wheels all their own. And they did, because that song fit them perfectly. Life on the road, moving from town to town, always rolling, and that was their world, and Wheels captured it. Wheels hit number one on February 6, 1988, becoming their fourth straight chart topper. And the Wheels album, well, it soon went gold in sales, over 500,000 copies sold. And Restless Heart went on to score six number one songs. A song rejected by one band definitely became a career-defining hit for another. That's the story behind Wheels by Restless Heart. Here it is on the Country Cafe on B99.9.